Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I want to welcome you. Thank you for coming this morning. I want to thank Senator Begich and his staff for hosting this briefing. Also want to thank American Surveyor Magazine for the refreshments being provided this morning. Thank you all very much. I'm Juliana Blackwell, the Director of NOAA's National Geodetic Survey. When you think of National Geodetic Survey, or NGS, that is, if you've heard of NGS, you might think of science and surveying. NGS was, after all, the nation's first civilian scientific agency. It was established by President Thomas Jefferson in 1807, so we're 202 years old. There's a very good reason we were a priority for Jefferson's administration. In the ancient past, to more modern times and the birth of our nation, knowing where people, places, and things are located has been of critical importance. Our founding fathers, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, were surveyors not out of hobby or idle curiosity, but because of the fundamental necessity of surveying to the growth and defense of our nation. Virtually all of today's federal surveying and mapping programs owe their legacy to Jefferson. In 1804, Thomas Jefferson said, "We shall delineate with correctness the great arteries of this great country. Those who come after us will fill up the canvas we begin." The vision of Jefferson is reflected today in a great network of over 1.5 million survey marks, or geodetic points, referenced to the mass center of the Earth and connected to each other by very exact measurements. The precision of this network takes account aspects of measurements that many users of our data and the public aren't even aware of. And they don't have to worry about, because we at NGS are doing our job as geodesists to make sure that it's done right. This includes, for example, variations in gravity and changes in the Earth's curvature. These survey marks are the one component of the NOAA-managed and maintained National Spatial Reference System, or NSRS, that provides a consistent framework for longitude, latitude, and height information, which supports all spatial activities in the United States. The NSRS provides the foundation for transportation, mapping and charting, and a multitude of scientific and engineering applications, and is a primary element of any system that collects data for prediction, modeling, and analysis, because precise positioning information is essential for essential component for all observing systems. What our predecessors have built and what we continue to expand upon is an invisible, interlocking, and precise positioning foundation. It is the economic foundation for our country. In fact, today, you're never more than a few miles from where a small bronze mark embedded in stone or concrete, or at least a place where a mark such as this used to be. Despite the federal law that says, right on the mark, prohibiting their disturbance, geodetic marks disappear annually by the hundreds, making them an increasingly fragile part of the NSRS infrastructure. Thankfully, we are constantly improving our techniques and accuracies. The use of artificial satellites has proven to be the greatest innovation in the history of positioning and navigation. Today, the Global Positioning System, GPS, has transformed the way we do business. NOAA manages and maintains a network of over 1,300 continuously operating reference stations, or CORs as they're known, which are GPS base stations whose accuracy and reliability significantly outpaces the old but lovable grass disk, right? By using CORs, NGS provides a positioning service to the country, which improves the accuracy of latitude and longitude determination from what was once 5 meters down to about a centimeter. And while our methods are changing, what hasn't changed is the economic importance of positioning infrastructure for products and services. After this briefing, I hope that you will think of NGS and NOAA as the providers of this critical, important positioning infrastructure and the products and services, which provide tremendous socioeconomic benefits to the nation. Today, we are here to brief you on the results of a new 2009 independent socioeconomic benefit study and what this study means to local communities in your states. The study shows billions of dollars in benefits to states and communities, including the fundamental geospatial infrastructure for transportation, mapping and charting, and a multitude of scientific and engineering applications. Specifically, according to the study, the NSRS provides more than $2.4 billion in potential annual benefits to the U.S. economy. The NOAA CORES network alone provides an estimated $758 million per year in benefits. An additional $522 million in annual economic benefits could be generated by the implementation of a new vertical reference system, allowing users to determine more precise elevations using GPS, which approximately $240 million saved from improved floodplain management alone. Development of this new reference system would result from the completion of a new NOAA initiative, Gravity for the Redefinition of the American Vertical Datum, or GRAVD, which will allow surveyors and scientists to employ GPS to determine more precise and accurate elevations than currently possible, in less time and with less effort. GRAVD is supported in the President's 2010 budget with an increase to NGS funding of $4 million per year. We are pleased to have the following panelists with us today to talk to you about NOAA's positioning products and services and what they mean to them. As you will hear, we live in a dynamic world, and new technologies that are being utilized to measure and monitor change. Let me introduce the panelists now, and then they will provide their brief remarks. First, we have Wendell Carroll, the General Manager of the South Lafourche Levee District from Galliano, Louisiana. Dr. Roy Daca, the Director of the Louisiana Spatial Reference Center and Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Louisiana State University. Nick Mastrodicasa, the Project Manager of the Alaska Aviation Safety Project and driving force behind Alaska's statewide digital mapping initiative. Gary Thompson, the Director of the North Carolina Geodetic Survey, and Herb Levinson from Levinson Consulting, who is an expert in economic and strategic analysis and author of the study. This time, I'm going to start with the first panelist and invite them to stand up and speak from here if they wish, or from their seats. Thank you.